Now it's barely 17 with a pocket full of hope, screaming dollar in a tree with my closet looking broke. Hey everybody, we're back for another episode of The Field House with Stormy and the Brodies. I'm Stormy, back with my Brodies again. Got JV.
What's up with it?
Marcellus.
Call me T.I., you know who it is.
And Carl in the back.
What's goody?
All right, so we've had a long-standing argument for a whole week now about the definition of clutch and if there are multiple definitions of clutch. So, JV, Marcellus, please take it away. I've got my own opinion, so once you guys are at a point that you can stop arguing back and forth, I'll put my two cents in.
And then Carl going to help out, too. Yeah. Carl.
Wait, just go ahead, JV, because
I want you to go.
I just have one question before we start this argument. Is LeBron James clutch? Yes or no? No. Why?
From my definition of clutch, he's not.
Why?
Because I'm going to read the definition of what clutch means.
You go ahead. You go right ahead.
The definition of what clutch means, the adjective.
Uh-huh.
Used in sports. It is the dominating or occurring in the critical situation in which the outcome of the game or competition is at stake.
Okay. And how does LeBron not fit that definition?
Because.
By your terms, please explain.
Because it says critical situation. Critical situation is in the buzzer beater. As in,
no, a critical situation is when LeBron situation. Blocked a shot.
Which, no, thank you, Stormy. Go ahead.
The outcome of the game, or competition is at stake.
Okay, so you're saying that without that block, that they wouldn't.
Wait, what are you talking about? We haven't talked about that yet on our
yes,
show
yet. Yes, we have.
No, not on this show.
Well, no, okay, hold on. Let me. I got you, Stormy. I got you.
They don't know what you're talking about.
Hold on. So, when the game is.
Wait. Just before you even start, you're about to talk about one time that this man was clutch.
I'm not.
Multiple times when he was not clutch.
I'm not.
So one time makes you clutch because you only have one example. You're about
I'm
to
not.
One example. Okay, explain.
I'm not.
I'm going to let you finish.
I am. Okay. First of all, LeBron James, they were down by three with a minute and 30 left. And it was they were down by three for a while before LeBron James hit a three to tie the game up. That's example number one. This is just in game seven of last year. Example number two, they turn the ball over. It's 48 seconds left. Andre Iguodala thinks he has a layup. LeBron James comes out of nowhere, blocks the shot, keeps the game tied.
Hey, go to a different game. Go to a different year. Because
Hold on. And then on top of that, your definition of clutch is really, really bad.
It's the dictionary's definition.
I don't care about the dictionary.
What?
Showing up in a big game.
It's not my definition.
Showing up in a big game is clutch. LeBron James is one of the most clutch players in the NBA. Are you serious?
No.
Okay, hold on.
He's the most dominant player to ever play the game of basketball, but he is not the most.
Do you not consider? This man led both teams in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and block shots in the NBA Finals, and you have the audacity to say that's not clutch.
But you're talking about this year.
How is that not clutch?
Because clutch is a consistency. Ray Allen, for instance, he makes clutch shots consistently.
Whoa.
He is not consistent.
No, you're not. You can't say that it's about consistency because LeBron is consistent. I don't even like. I don't even like LeBron.
If he was consistent, he would have never lost the championship.
Whoa.
Go ahead, Carl. Please, go ahead.
No. There's been plenty of clutch players who have messed up in clutch situations.
Yes.
Kyrie, he's had plenty of shots that he could have made to win games. And
No, we're not talking about just games. We're talking about championships because those are big-time games, right?
No. You said where the outcome of the competition can be determined, correct?
Yeah, that's clutch, but I'm talking
exactly.
About
– So, hold on. Before you continue, Carl.
It applies to every single
game, talking
though.
About the I'm talking about stuff that matters, though. Regular games.
Okay, hold on, Carl. Before you continue.
But when the Cleveland Cavaliers took the Detroit Pistons to seven games and they had was it a double overtime or a triple overtime game? And LeBron went in for a layup two times to tie the game up before he could win it in the third overtime.
Scoring the last 25 points for your team in that game.
He's not consistently clutch.
How is that not clutch?
Because he's not consistently.
Being down 3-2.
He would have never have lost two championships.
Being down 3-2 to the Boston Celtics and he comes and puts up 30 points in the first half. In Boston, in the TD, he had 45 points in the game. That's not clutch.
But what if they lose the game?
They won because of him.
I'm saying, what if you scored 30 points in the first half and you lose?
But they didn't. They didn't.
What if you do?
They didn't. That's not the argument. That's not the argument. He came in.
You want to know what clutch means to me, and I'm telling you from the dictionary definition of what clutch is. Critical situation. How is the first half a critical situation?
It's the game.
It's the entire game. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
As a whole, so you have multiple definitions of clutch. That's not the definition of clutch.
Okay, so by your definition of clutch.
Not my definition, the dictionary.
Okay, but that's the definition you believe in, right?
That's the definition I believe. So by that definition of clutch,
that means Steve Kerr is more clutch than Michael Jordan to win the NBA Finals because Michael Jordan got double teamed and he kicked it to Steve Kerr for Steve Kerr to hit the shot?
Oh, so you're talking about one game, though. But I'm just saying. Because he's had other situations where he's been clutch. I'm talking about his consistency of being clutch.
Okay.
I'm talking about with LeBron James. You just named to me one game.
I just gave you multiple series, though. I just gave you multiple examples. LeBron James hitting the game-winning layup to beat the Detroit Pistons.
When was he clutch against the Spurs in the championship when he was with Miami? When was he clutch then?
What do you mean? When was he clutch then? Having a triple-double in the finals is clutch.
You're talking about game seven of this past
year. No. In game seven of the Spurs, too. What do you mean?
But you can't restrict the definition of being clutch to only championships because it applies to every single game. Otherwise, Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp, they wouldn't all agree that Kyrie is more clutch than LeBron James. Kyrie's only had two opportunities for a championship, and one of them he was hurt, so he couldn't even play.
All I'm saying is, you talking about LeBron only has one example of being clutch. Let's just say
we're not just talking about championships. He's just not more of a clutch player in general. Like, you ask me, do I think that LeBron James is a clutch player? I do not think that he's a clutch player.
How is dominating the playoffs?
He's a dominant player. That does not make
those two statements right there can't be separated.
I have to tell Marcellus this because I don't think he understands what I'm trying to say here. I'm trying to say, me saying that LeBron James is not a clutch player is not me saying that LeBron James is not the greatest basketball player of all time. I'm saying that he is a dominant player. He is a Hall of Fame first ballot player. I'm just saying that he's not clutch. Why is him not being clutch so serious?
I'm just saying, no, that's
still an impactful, dominant player.
JV, I comprehend everything that you say. I get what you're saying. I get that you're saying that he's a dominant player and not clutch. But for you to sit over there and say that this man is not clutch, when this dude constantly puts up performances, when his legacy is on the line, when his team needs him most, you telling me him showing up in Boston when they down 3-2, ain't nobody else in Miami playing. You telling me him showing up in 3-2, come up there, put up 45, 9, and 11? That's not clutch? That's not clutch?
No.
I don't care.
It's not just one player.
It's not just about one player.
I know, but that's what you're making it seem like, that just because his team didn't win, he did everything he could to win that game. Unless it came down to one shot and he missed it, that's when you say he's unclutched by your definition.
Yeah, so he's not clutch.
No, listen, there's a difference. No, because he literally did everything to clutch up for that. It's not his fault.
That's another definition.
I get exactly what she said.
We added clutch up.
You are unbelievable.
We've added the word clutch up?
No, listen.
Listen to what she's saying, please.
There can be two things. LeBron, you would not consider him a clutch shooter because he's not the guy that you're always going to go to make that last shot.
Go ahead now, JV. Come back, please. You are unbelievable. Has the audacity to say that LeBron James is not a clutch player. It's just so disrespectful. So disrespectful.
And when I try to make a point, he walks out.
Because he know you were right. No, go ahead, Stormy. I'm listening.
I don't want to listen to Stormy.
I'm not saying that
you're wrong. I think both of you are right because there is a clutch play that can determine a game, but there's a clutch overall performance. It's still clutch because their performance affects how the critical situation in a competition ended. That if they wouldn't have performed the way that they did, they would not have won.
Exactly.
And if you are going to argue that the fact that if LeBron
did... Since you mocking me saying critical situation, I'm going to mock you and say there ain't no multiple definitions of clutch is what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying this. It's the same definition. It's just to a different person. You can have a clutch shooter, the guy you look for to shoot the last shot.
Ray Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
I just brought him up.
No, I'm saying he is a clutch shooter.
He's clutch.
Hold on. What both me and Stormy are agreeing on is that your statements can be separated.
Yes, they don't have to be. And it's not two definitions because they're both clutch. LeBron's performance was clutch because without that, your definition that you brought, which I agree with, he wouldn't have been able to win without his performance in that situation.
It depends on what type of scope you're putting the performance on, because if you're looking at the overall performance. Because if you're looking at the playoffs, obviously LeBron is close because he puts up numbers throughout the entire season.
Hold on, I'm gonna get there.
That's what I got. All right. If you're looking at a series, then of course LeBron had put up a bunch of numbers. Now if you're looking at a game, you can't really say that LeBron is a clutch shooter. it comes to a bunch. LeBron does a bunch of little stuff around the court that you can not necessarily see on paper every single time. But when it comes to being a clutch shooter, that's not LeBron.
Yeah, no.
And that's, so, I think that's the main thing that
LeBron. That guy's clutch.
I think that's the main thing that JV is talking about right now.
No. That guy's clutch shooter. Oh, no. That guy's just clutch.
But you're just, like I said, you're taking the word clutch and using your definition and applying it to a shooter.
Not my definition. Yeah. Google definition.
The Google definition of it, you're applying that to a shooter. But you can also apply it to the player that didn't take the last shot. How are you?
How?
Okay, hold
on. Because you guys aren't understanding.
Switch the situation.
I do understand. Now, if
you say, hold on, Carl. Let me talk now.
Switch the situation real quick. If Steph Curry comes across half court with the ball and Kyrie is up top to defend him. So if Kyrie doesn't guard that shot to go in for Steph to win the game, is Kyrie not clutch?
That's clutch. But you guys aren't understanding what I'm trying to tell you what clutch is. You're not getting what I'm saying.
I do.
You're not processing it. See, you don't get it.
Go ahead.
What LeBron does when he has dominant games until the end, he is having a great performance. That's what makes him a great player. I'm saying clutch is strictly for the end of the game. It's the
difference
between being a great player. Who says he's clutch situation? Like he's clutch throughout the game.
No, hold on, let me ask you a question.
Throughout the game.
Let me ask you a question.
Somebody is clutch because they make the play to win the game.
That is what you're focusing on. Let me ask hold on, Carl. Let me ask you a question, JB. Let me ask you a question. Is being down 3-2 coming into an away arena not a critical situation?
It's a critical situation.
And when LeBron came into the TD Garden down 3-2 with his legacy on the line, him showing up, is that not clutch? Having 45, 9, and 11, that's not clutch?
No.
How?
That's a dominant performance. That is a dominant performance because if he misses the last shot, he's not clutch.
This is exactly why I said it depends on the scope that you're putting it under.
Yeah. Exactly.
Marcellus just looked at the series. Marcellus just looked at that series, so he put on a very dominant performance in that last game. No. I didn't say it's a series. I said that he's looking at the series, so he put on a very dominant game at that point, so the series wouldn't end.
Taking that
now, if you look at games,
clutch and expanding it over a series, but you like a narrower definition of it in going down to one specific play. It's still the same definition of clutch and the way they perform. You're just narrowing or broadening your scope.
Yeah.
It's still agreeing that their performances are critical to the success of the game.
I get what you're saying.
But you're getting
more. I get what you're saying, but all I'm saying
specific.
Is, by that definition of clutch that you're going by, that means Steve Kerr is more clutch than Michael Jordan. Because he made the shot to win the game.
He can be more clutch than Michael Jordan because if Ray Allen, if you're saying Ray Allen making the clutch shots that he makes is more clutch than LeBron James, yes, I'm going to
agree. Okay, let me ask you a question.
I'm going to agree that Ray Allen is more clutch.
Are the Bulls in that situation without Michael Jordan?
No, but that's not clutch. That's because he is a dominant player. It's his team. He makes the plays. He wins. Exactly. He wins. He wins game. But I'm just trying to say clutch is the last minute of the game when everybody's
exactly.
Who's going to make the clutch?
Okay. Exactly. Even by that definition, listen to this. Best field goal percentage and last 5 minutes of fourth quarter or overtime this season and in the postseason. LeBron James, 53% leads the NBA. But that's your definition of clutch. That's your definition of clutch. And I just read you the stat.
No.
He has the highest field goal percentage in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
The difference in opinions right here.
That's a fact.
The difference in opinions right here is that JV's getting a very specific definition of clutch when it comes down to when it comes down to the last play in a specific game when it comes to scoring. That's the main thing that he's looking at.
Yes.
It's a different scope so you can look at it under. It's not necessarily just that specific situation where you can.
I don't do that. That stuff where you interpret a word and you have multiple definitions of what it is in a broader scope.
I think
of clutch. I think of one specific thing. I'm not thinking of, oh, he had a clutch performance. No, he had a great performance and he did everything he needed to do, but he didn't
win. I don't understand how you can sit here and say that clutch is not showing up in the big game.
Big moment.
Okay. In the big game. The entire game.
Singular time in one game and calling that clutch. He's not going to broaden his scope of it.
I get that. I comprehend all of it.
He's not going to change it. So there's no point.
That's clutch.
No, that's not what clutch is.
Clutch
is showing up in the big game when it matters, when your legacy is on the line,
when your
team needs you
most. Right. At the right moment.
So in the 2014 finals, when the Spurs are going against Miami, was Kawhi Leonard clutch in every game?
No. Because
he could either have a good game or he could have a bad game. I'm saying that good game and bad game, like you got a great game if you scored 40 points in the game, you had a triple-double. That's a great game.
I'm not talking about him.
See, that's what I'm not understanding. That's the word that I've just never heard in my life until I met you.
Wait, what'd you say?
Clutch performance. Have you never heard that?
Oh, I thought I heard clutch season. Okay.
Because I'm thinking of football and I'm thinking of all these different sports and I've just never heard someone say they've had a clutch performance. I hear someone say that person's clutch.
Okay, listen to this.
He's clutch.
He's clutch. Clutch is an adjective. So exactly. A clutch performance, clutch is going to describe the noun of performance. It's still an adjective carrying the same definition that you use describing another word. That's literally how
you are so disrespectful.
So since y'all trying to bring the English and all that crap in here and all like that stuff that really don't matter. When you talk about sports, I've never heard somebody say clutch before. I've legit never heard that. Like if you watch ESPN, I hear people say.
I think you're the only one that's never heard that.
You never heard clutch performance though.
Yeah,
I've never heard somebody.
I don't understand how you've never heard that. See, hold on, JB. I'm gonna throw jokes in here. That's that Arkansas. You need to get out of Arkansas, Chicago.
Hey, Chicago.
You need to get out of Arkansas.
Hold on now. Don't leave me get out of Texas, bro.
Y'all need to go.
Chicago is more metropolitan than Dallas. You can get back to that. Way more of a metropolitan. Y'all the one trying to get all.
Don't try to gang up.
I'm just telling y'all, I don't know what a clutch performance is. I just know what clutch people are. I know clutch players, and I know what clutch players do. They make big time plays and big time situations. And big time.
I know that we're never going to agree on this, so we're just beating a dead horse. So
I'm not agreeing with Stormy at all, and I'm definitely not agreeing with Marcellus. The only person I agree with in this room is
in the show, Stormy, please. Because JB's are on.
Now, this is the Fieldhouse, and we're signing off.
Hey, if y'all see us on campus, let us know what y'all think about
it. Yes, let us know.
Please, because
clutch performance just don't make sense to me.
You are unbelievable.